Hey y'all, hey, thank you for tuning into Such a Lady, and I'm your host, Siobhan. If you are new stopping by, welcome to your new toxic home. Make yourself comfortable, cop a squat, you're family now. To my sals, thank you for coming back each week. Y'all know I couldn't and I would not want to do this without y'all, so absolutely, every time, gotta thank y'all. Thank you, thank you, thank you. This week's Such a Lady of the Week is Janae, okay, aka Autumn 1967. Thank you for being this week's Such a Lady of the Week, Miss Janae. And don't forget to be great on purpose. Y'all, this next toxic story, oh my God, it's just so crazy because grandparents are so freaking dope. Like, my parents were so helpful when I had Ty. I won't lie, it used to piss me off because whatever she wanted, she got. But it's kind of like what you pour into your children is what you get out of them. Because then when times got tough and, you know, my mom was going through her strokes and my dad had cancer, Tyriana was my partner. Like, she helped out so much, and it was a weight that she didn't have to carry, but she stepped up to the plate. And it wasn't because she had to, it was because my parents always poured into her. My dad would be so pissed off when I couldn't get off work and I couldn't pick her up from the bus stop. First of all, she's 16. Second of all, the bus stop is 2 blocks away from the house. She can walk, sir. She absolutely can walk. She can walk. But he would get so mad. Like, one time he legit called down to the school board and was like, yeah, how do y'all get the bus to come stop in front of the house? Like, sir, who do you think we are? We are not the first family. I don't know why you thought that these folks were just going to stop right here in front of the house. And they didn't. And he was pissed. But that just goes to show you that they didn't play about their grandkids. They didn't at all. Did my parents love me any less? Of course. Absolutely. Absolutely. My mom used to, absolutely. My mom used to say, once you have kids, it's over. And it didn't help that our birthdays are one day apart. So it was like, yeah, once I have my daughter, I mean, who, Siobhan, who are you? I don't recognize you. I love my daughter to death, but I mean, I'm just being honest. So, of course, this next toxic story has me feeling some type of way. I don't like the way it made me feel. But as usual, let's start at the beginning. Jordan Hodge was born to Dara, who was the daughter of Linda McAllister. Now, of course, Linda was said to love everybody. She would give you the shirt off her back. She could call the wrong number and be talking on the phone to a stranger for 30 minutes, y'all. Yes, okay? That's how Linda was. She was just that type of person. Linda had 2 children, a boy named Bo, and then, of course, Jordan's mom, Dara. After several years of marriage, Linda and her husband decided that, you know, things aren't working out. You know, let's go ahead and call it, you know, what it is. We had a good run. Let's be done. Now, Linda owned her house and decided, you know what? I just got a divorce. I don't want to stay in this house. It's paid for. I just want a fresh start. So she decides to sell it, giving her a $126,000 profit. Okay, so Linda knew what she was doing. She got a little change in the pocket. Then she went and got her new man, right? All right. During this time, Linda met Chet, who was quite a bit younger than her. I mean, 20 years younger if we want to, you know, put numbers on stuff. But, you know, Linda was grown. Linda could do what Linda wanted to do. Okay. She had put in her time. Her kids was grown. She had got a divorce. Let her be great on purpose. So Linda and Chet was, you know, out here being great on purpose. And Linda's family was like, if you like it, I love it. But eventually they absolutely came around to loving their mother and grandmother's new relationship. Although Linda had more than one grandchild and loved them all, Jordan held a special place in Linda's heart. She was around the most and seemed to have a special bond with her grandmother. this makes me so happy, y'all, because so many children are deprived of having grandparents in their life for whatever reason. Maybe they passed away before the children were born. Maybe they don't have a good relationship with the parents, but whatever reason, I hate that. So to hear that Jordan had this relationship was amazing. She had her grandmother as well as she was close with her family. So Jordan was a blessed girl, and she knew this. Like Jordan, she wasn't no stupid girl. She knew this. Until social media and a raggedy dating sites came along. And I could be partial because I didn't have some bad experiences on there, but all I'm saying is that they raggedy, okay? If your experience is different, kudos to you. I mean, good for you. No, just playing. Great for you. I just ain't never had no good experiences on there. Jordan created a profile and met Kenneth Carlisle, who seemed to be looking for love just like Jordan, and the two hit it off. Their first meetup was at a Walmart. I don't know if that should have been a red flag or what, but who am I to judge when I stay in Walmart, right? So how about I mind my business? All right, let's keep it pushing. Now, although Jordan fell head over heels, her family had reservations about Mr. Carlisle. For one, why does your new man have on an ankle monitor, Jordan? Why? Like, inquiring minds would like to know. But Kenny had a answer for this. It was simple. It was a simple misunderstanding, and Jordan knew all about it, and she accepted it. So as long as she accepted it, then y'all don't need to be asking me no questions. That was Kenny's stance on it. Well, just because Jordan accepted it didn't mean that her family had to, and they were not. They were holding Jordan accountable. The more Jordan's mom pushed, the more Jordan pulled. Jordan had found her person. That's what Jordan was saying. Like, this is my person. Like, y'all, it doesn't matter that this is the only person I've ever been with and I'm only 16 years old. None of that stuff matters. You know what I mean? It doesn't matter that life hasn't even hit me yet. No, this is my person, and I need for y'all to stop hating on my person. That's what Jordan was saying in my mind. Okay. So she telling her mom and them, like, you know what? Y'all gonna have to get with the program, or y'all gonna have to get left. And Jordan's mama was like, okay, you can get left, because it's crazy how your parents can go to the ends of the earth and back for you, but you meet one knucklehead that makes you risk it all. And for Jordan, Kenneth was her knucklehead, okay? Once Jordan's mom said enough is enough and Jordan had to choose her family or Kenny, of course, Jordan chose Kenny and was put out of her parents' home. But Linda, the amazing grandmother, did not want her granddaughter sleeping from pillar to post. And she gave her and her man, the one that the family don't like, the one with the ankle monitor. I guess my question is, how you doing all this moving around, Mr. Kenny, with the ankle monitor? Dude, I thought you had to be at a certain place. You couldn't just be all over. But I don't know. Maybe it's different in different places. I don't know, Kenny. Let me stay out your business. But the grandma was like, okay, well, you know what? You and Kenny can come and stay here. Of course, Linda and her husband Chet laid down the rules and expected Jordan and Kenny to follow them, but Kenny was gonna do what Kenny wanted to do, and that's just who Kenny was. And Jordan was just happy to be there. If we being honest, she was just happy to be there. She was just happy she was with her boo. That's all. Now, Linda and her new husband were remodeling their home because they had bought a house. It was a nice house, but it was like a fixer-upper. So one of the conditions for Jordan and her boo, Kenny, to stay at the house was they had to help Jordan's grandmother and her new husband remodel the home. Linda hoped that this would help her granddaughter and her boyfriend to learn some new skills, some new responsibilities, and also to keep them out of trouble. Because what are y'all doing? Okay, y'all not finna just be laying up here in this house not doing nothing all day. That's what you're not gonna do, okay? Here's what we're not gonna do. That is until one day, Linda had $5,000 in her wallet for a new hot tub. Now, I didn't say 500, I didn't say 50, I said 5,000 in her wallet for a hot tub, and that came up missing. Now, Lindy immediately says that Kenny stole it, and she puts him out. Now, she didn't put out her granddaughter, and she did not even accuse Jordan of stealing the money. She said that Kenny stole it, and Kenny had to go. But, of course, Jordan and Kenny were a package deal, so if the grandma told Kenny he had to go, Jordan immediately knew she had to go as well, because I'm not going nowhere without my man, and he not going nowhere without me, even if he is a piece of crap. She wasn't letting that piece of crap go, okay? That's not what was going to happen. The couple would find a trailer and try to make the trailer a home. So we just gonna talk about it, because Jordan didn't stay with her mama. She got a nice house there. She didn't stay with her grandma. She got a nice house there. This child ain't never wanted for nothing. So now you finna go from a comfortable lifestyle to this trailer. And it, believe you me, I done seen some nice trailers. I have some beautiful trailers, some that you could walk in and wouldn't even know it was a trailer, okay? But this is not what Jordan and Kenny's trailer was given. It wasn't given it could be on a magazine. It was given that this was probably the very first trailer that they had ever made in life. That's what it was given. I'm just saying. So Jordan's mom made an attempt to convince her that Kenny, you know, just was not her person. He wasn't a good person. And that, you know, maybe if you take a step back, you could see that he doesn't, like, he's not good for you. But Jordan was like, okay, I hear you. And then when she got off the phone with her mom, she blocked all of her family from social media. She blocked their numbers, all of it. Jordan was pissed. Crazy thing is, though, Jordan was pissed at the wrong person. Jordan's family was just doing what they had always done, looked out for Jordan. But sometimes when we are in the mess, we can't see how dirty we are. You know what I mean? So you can't really see all the filth that you got on you when you in the mess. You know what I mean? But people outside be like, damn, you look real dirty, because they can see it. And sometimes, you know, if those people have your best interest and have always had your best interest in mind, maybe it's not that they hating. Maybe they just looking out for you, as in this case. But Jordan knew it all, and no one could tell her anything. Because, you know, when you know everything, can't nobody tell you nothing. It appeared that Linda had let Jordan find her way. She decided, you know what, she's going to have to bump her head on her own, and I'm going to let her do it. It's going to be hard for me, but I'm going to let her do it. And so Linda decided that she was going to focus on her husband in their new life, okay? Apparently, Chet had a family emergency and had to leave to go out of town in a hurry, like super fast, supersonic fast. Because things happened so fast, Linda was not able to let anyone know about this abrupt trip except Jordan, because, you know, Jordan's a girl. And although Jordan had blocked everyone out, I guess maybe she had unblocked the grandmother. I guess maybe she had a soft spot for her grandmother. So Jordan told her mother, who had not heard from Linda, that Chet's family had a family emergency and they had to leave really fast. Linda asked her granddaughter to look after her house and the dogs. So this is what Jordan is telling her mom. Grandma left. She left. She had to hurry up and go. She said she didn't get a chance to let you know, but she wanted me to take care of the house and the dogs. Linda even went as far as giving her granddaughter the keys to her truck along with her credit cards. So there was no need for Linda's daughter to worry, because she was safe. She was with her husband and her house was being taken care of. Now, although Jordan had told her mom that her grandmother confided in her, her mom had done some research on her own and had found out there was not an emergency on her stepfather's side of the family, and Linda and Chet were not there. So after hearing this information, Jordan's mom becomes worried, and as her concerns grow, the police were contacted. Dara wanted to speak with her daughter in person because she wanted to know, like, maybe my mom showed up there. Maybe she showed up and she got mad because Jordan wasn't doing what she was supposed to be doing with, you know, this taking care of the house and the dog. And so my mom was mad. So we're just going to go over to Jordan's trailer and see what's going on. But when she showed up to Jordan's trailer, she saw her mother's truck back then. So Jordan's mom was like, yeah, I'm not going to do that. Like, because she already knew Jordan had been moving funny. So she was like, I'm not even going to go over there because Kenny is a whole handful in himself. But I don't want to have to hurt my child. I don't want to. So let's just get the police involved. So Jordan's mom called the police and eventually they come out. Now, once the police get there, they find out that not only did Linda and Chet not have a family emergency, they found out that Linda's credit cards had been used. And although Jordan claimed that she was given the cards to take care of her grandparents' dogs, the police determined that over the time that Jordan said she was asked to watch the house and take care of the dogs, all of the money that was spent on things benefited Jordan and Kenny. Groceries, hair dye, just food, tons and tons of food, game consoles, you know, controllers, just whatever they could think of buying, but lots of food. And whenever they would go to the store, Walmart, maybe that's why they kept going to Walmart so much, because that's where they met at. So they was like, that's our place. Maybe that's why, because that was their place. They met at Walmart. Oh, that's cute. Well, anyway, so every time they would go to Walmart, they would get $100 cash back. So they were just taking Linda's money and spending it however they wanted to. But again, I cannot stress enough, nothing that they bought was for these dogs. Like, you could at least have bought like a squishy toy or something. Maybe a bag of dog food, make it look convincing. Nope, Jordan said she wasn't doing all that. She didn't have time. Jordan was convinced that she had covered her tracks and she was the best granddaughter on earth, okay? She just wasn't going to be concerned. Yes, Linda had asked Jordan to do a favor for her, but Jordan said that as much as her grandmother hoped she would take responsibility, she was young and she would get around to feeding the dogs whenever she could. But at least she knew, you know, where they were. And so Jordan is still going along with this lie, okay? She's still saying like, yes, the truck is here. Yes, my grandmother did go out of town. She, like, Jordan has an answer for every freaking thing. But Jordan's mama didn't believe a word that came out of her mouth. And that says a lot, because before Kenny came along, Jordan and her mom, and just forget her mom, Jordan and her family were super close. But Kenny came in and had Jordan making bad decisions. And I'm not gonna say he had her, because she's a grown person, but I'm not gonna say that people don't have influence over you. So once the police made it, you know, back to Jordan's trailer, because they essentially left, they came out there and they wanted to get inside that truck. They wanted to see what was going on in the truck. And so Jordan and Kenny said, you can't get inside the truck because we can't find the keys. The keys were, we lost them because we were drinking last night and we don't know where they're at. So apparently there were two sets of keys. She had her own set of keys and he had his own set of keys to a car that don't belong to y'all. Do you hear me? Okay. So the police leave and they go back and they doing their research. And then they're also in the meantime getting a warrant, because yeah, you don't want to let us in that truck, but we finna get in the truck, all right? So when they come back out to the house, they notice that, you know, the truck is still there, nothing's been moved. But when they go and they open up the truck, they notice that there's blood everywhere in the truck. Like, there's blood on the dashboard, there's blood on the floor, there's blood just everywhere. You can see that somebody tried to clean it up, but I don't know. I ain't never just been in a situation where I had to clean up a whole lot of blood, but I only can imagine like that. And then you smearing it and then it's smearing in. That's a lot. And you got to have a stomach for that. So the police get in the truck and they're like, something happened here. But of course, Jordan and Kenny ain't telling nothing, and they don't got no bodies or nothing like that. Here's a tip for y'all. If y'all didn't know, just like airplanes have black boxes, so do cars. Okay. Cars have little black boxes too, and they can track where you've been at. They can track the last time you stopped. They can track all of it. So if you be like, okay, I'm gonna cut my cell phone off and leave it at home, and then I'm gonna go kill somebody, and you in your car, you probably want to walk. And even then, cameras are everywhere. Just don't kill nobody. The reason I say that is because the police decided that they were going to get the information from the truck. And the truck told them that there was a wooded area that Jordan and Kenny had gone to twice after the grandparents were missing. So the police go and they look in this area, and come to find out, Jordan's grandparents are there. They're there and they're under a tree with like bushes and stuff on them, like, you know, debris, trying to cover them up. They have been shot in the head. So the police now have the car. They're inside of the car. They know that Linda and Chet have been shot and they're dead. And the last people to have seen them are Jordan and Kenny. So the police put two and two together, because Jordan is still not going to say that she killed her grandma. Like, she is going to die on this hill. All the evidence is there, and she is going to die on this hill. And Kenny, Lord Kenny, Kenny, come to find out, Kenny had that ankle monitor on because homeboy was out here doing the most. Robbing, assaulting battery, you name it, he was doing it. But I'm saying, they don't give ankle monitors to people who picked up flowers on the side of the road. Like, I'm saying, you had to be out here doing some stuff. And so the fact that you got an ankle monitor automatically says you can't stay at my house. So the fact that Linda was being nice to say, you know what, I trust my granddaughter, so I trust her judgment, cost her life. Oh my gosh. So they arrest Jordan and they arrest Kenny, and they are going to jail. Okay. They're not going to jail. They're going to prison, because why would y'all kill this lady? Even Jordan's mom, her husband, spoke highly of his mother-in-law. He was like, she was so sweet. And if Jordan needed anything, she could have just asked Linda for it, and Linda would have gave it to her. They spent over $11,000 in 10 days. In 10 days. And again, I said, all they did was go to Walmart, okay? They was just going to Walmart when they found the truck. It was food all on the inside. So y'all eating in this truck after y'all done shot these folks. They didn't caught these people on the surveillance getting money out the ATM in the truck that y'all done shot these folks in. Like, I don't know. It just breaks my heart, because Kenny didn't have any obligation to Linda. But Jordan, this lady raised you. She raised you. She helped take care of you. She gave you whatever you wanted. And then you took her life from her. Okay. You took her life from her. But listen, let me tell you something. One of the things that I did love about Linda, her family, listen, they went hard for her. They was like, yes, we do love Jordan, but Jordan took away the most important thing to us. And so she has to be held accountable for that. And even Jordan's mom said to the judge, she was like, listen, I love my daughter. She was like, but she's evil and she deserves to be locked up. And that's sad, because Jordan and Kenny both got life in jail. Now, that wasn't sad. Because y'all didn't have to kill that lady. What's sad is that they didn't have to kill that lady. Like, this didn't even have to happen. Your granddaughter, to even know, the police believed that they went out there, because how did Linda and Chet get there? So they believed that they went out there to help Jordan, And then once they were there, that's when things went bad. And not sure if, you know, Kenny was like, you know what, they got this money, so let's go ahead and get. I don't even think they thought past the, what are we going to do afterwards? You know what I mean? They put the bodies up, but what did they think they were going to do with this truck? At what point did they think somebody was going to ask, okay, if you're supposed to be taking care of this house, when is grandma coming back? Why is she not answering her phone? I don't think they thought past that. And that's what's so sad, is that you take all this time thinking about how you're going to get this fast money, but you don't think about what you're going to do after you got it. You don't think anywhere beyond that. Because if you did, you would know that that was a stupid plan. And so now you have to live with the fact that you no longer have your grandmother, and that the only way you're going to be seeing your family is through prison walls. And it sucks, but it was a choice that she made. I hate that for her. I hate that she's going to spend her life in jail. It sucks because she was so young. She just threw it all away. But that doesn't have to be your story. So if you are in a toxic relationship and you have been praying, looking for a sign, this is it. You don't need any other confirmation. Choose you, because nobody else can choose it for you. Nobody else can. We can want it for you real, real bad, but we can't choose it for you. If you are the toxic in a relationship, hey, you don't have to be that person anymore. If you woke up today, then you got a whole new day to be a whole new person. You can reach out to our national domestic hotline at 1-800-799-SAFE. Or you can reach out to us here at Such a Lady, and we'll definitely get you in contact with the people that you need. Thank you guys for tuning in. If you want to chat with us, you can always meet us at our socials, Such a Lady 30 on Instagram and Such a Lady on Facebook. Also, meet us here. Same toxic time, same toxic place next week. I love you guys. And remember, don't let a bad day, a bad moment turn into a bad day. Don't milk it. I love you guys. And don't forget to be great on purpose.